You're listening to SBS News.
The lower house of Russia's parliament has voted to endorse the treaties enabling four regions of Ukraine to join Russia. The unanimous vote by the State Duma came after Russian President Vladimir Putin signed treaties to annex parts of Ukraine into Russia, defying global views that the move is illegitimate. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov announced the recommendation to ratify the treaties.
On behalf of the President of the Russian Federation, I am making a proposal to the State Duma to adopt the mentioned bills on the ratification of the agreements between the Russian Federation and four Ukrainian regions on their adoption in the Russian Federation and the formation of new entities within the Russian Federation. I am sure that their adoption will serve the benefit of the entire multinational people of our country, of which citizens of the Donetsk and Luhansk republics as well as Zaporizhia and Kherson regions will now rightfully become part within the Russian Federation.
Russian State Duma Speaker Vyacheslav Volodin says Russia is saving the inhabitants of the four annexed regions.
Today is a momentous day for us. We are all aware that the only way to save the inhabitants living in the territory of four entities, the Luhansk People's Republic, the Donetsk People's Republic, the Zaporizhia region, and the Kherson region, is reunification, joining the Russian Federation.
The separatist Donetsk and Luhansk regions in eastern Ukraine have been backed by Russia since declaring independence in 2014, weeks after the annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. The southern Kherson region and part of neighboring Zaporizhia have been under Russian control since early in the conflict, which began in February. Ukrainian human rights lawyer Oleksandr Medvedchuk says the annexation referendums are a repeat of what happened in Crimea.
Fake referendums has nothing similar with legal procedure. It's informational spec operation. And Putin tried to repeat his success when he organized the same fake referendum under Gantz in 2014 in Crimea. But several years began, and then people in Europe and in other countries start to think, but maybe Crimeans want to join to Russia voluntarily, because they even have some such kind of referendum. So this what do Putin want to repeat.
Meanwhile, in Kherson, Ukrainian authorities are accusing Russia of restricting residents from leaving the region. Serhiy Klon is the deputy head of the Kherson Regional Council.
So occupiers have, in fact, blocked the exit from the occupied region. People started leaving, and in that lies their response to the so-called annexation on the occupied territories, since staying under the pressure of the occupiers is becoming less and less bearable. Also, occupiers started talking about creating some kind of volunteer mobilization units, which are likely to become part of the Russian army units.
Mr. Klon adds that Russian forces are conducting a census of men aged 18 to 35 and that the Russians have started talking about volunteer mobilization units. And Ukrainian military forces in Kherson are also pushing back against Russian forces. Russia's defense minister, Igor Konashenkov, admits that Ukrainian forces have penetrated defenses there.
The enemy managed to wedge into the depth of our defense with tank units in the direction of Zolotobolka, Alexandrivka. Units of Russian forces took up a defensive position and continued to carry out mass shelling. Losses of Ukrainian fighters in that district are about 130 troops and 23 armored vehicles.
Mr. Konashenkov also gave details about military operations near the eastern city of Lyman. Russian forces have been using it as a transport and logistics hub, but it has now been retaken by Ukrainian forces.
In the direction of Lyman, near the settlement of Slavyansk, mass shelling has been carried out on reserves of the enemy and also on units of the 66th Mechanized Brigade of the Ukrainian Armed Forces. Over 24 hours, up to 100 militaries, 6 units of armored vehicles and 2 Grad multiple rocket launchers have been destroyed. Over 3 days, total losses of the 66th and the 93rd Mechanized Brigades of the Ukrainian Armed Forces in that direction were over 900 Ukrainian militaries.
Meanwhile, a Czech crowdfunding campaign has successfully raised more than 1.94 million Australian dollars to buy a modernized tank for the Ukrainian army. Dubbed a gift for Putin, the campaign received donations from 11,288 individual donors, and organizers say it is the first purchase of its kind. The modernized Soviet-era T-72 tank, named Thomas, will be sent to Ukraine. The fund was backed by the Czech Defense Ministry and Ukraine's embassy in Prague. In a message posted to Twitter, Czech Defense Minister Jana Cernikova joked that contributors had bought Russian President Vladimir Putin, who marks his 70th birthday on the 7th of October, a proper present. This comes as Russian TV journalist Marina Ovsyannikova, famous for staging an on-air protest against Russia's war in Ukraine, has been put on Russia's wanted list after her ex-husband reported she had escaped from pre-trial house arrest. Ms. Ovsyannikova was given 2 months' house arrest in August and faces up to 10 years in prison if found guilty of spreading fake news about Russia's armed forces. The case relates to a protest in July when she stood on a river embankment opposite the Kremlin and held up a poster calling President Vladimir Putin a murderer and his soldiers fascists. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.